Thank you very much, Peter. It was a very good, uplifting speech. And indeed, the president candidly acknowledged the difficulties that the Ghanaian economy is going through in this particular period. And he did make reference to the general global trend. And if you look at the economies of many developing countries, even economies of the very well-developed countries, we're going through a crisis throughout the world affecting major currencies in India, in South Africa, and across Africa. So the challenges of this particular economy is not unique to this particular economy. It has several dimensions to it. Nevertheless, the president has acknowledged that for the interim, in the short term, some difficult measures have had to be taken, which many countries are not taking, to cushion this economy from longer-term shock and prepare it for a more robust recovery. Of course, the minority parties have a tendency, in fact, they almost consider it their duty to say the opposite thing. Nobody in today's world can look at an economy going through what is normally a cyclical challenge and conclude that it has something to do with the particular style of managing this particular economy. It's much broader, and there has been a lot of effort put in by government, as you can see in the last few weeks, when the CD was suffering the kind of difficulties that major currencies are facing across the world. The government readily acknowledged and moved to take decisive measures to address them.
Dr. Garba, talking about the CD, there has been a recent sharp decline of the value of the CD against major currencies, including the dollar. Some people have attributed it to the failure of the Ghanaian government policies to address this particular concern. Specifically, what steps has the government or the president taken to address these concerns expressed by Ghanaians?
Thank you very much, Peter. Again, it is important to emphasize that the sharp decline of the CD over the last month is not, again, unique to Ghana. We know from the last 3, 4, 5 months, the rapid decline of the Indian currency, of the South African currency, of major currencies. And a lot of this can be traced in part to the U.S. own economic policies that actually determine many of the movements. But in addition, the president did indicate two fundamental reasons why the CD may be taking a much harder hit, but also the reasons why we need to prevent this from happening in a recurring basis. He talked about over $1 billion lost as a result of decline in the price of the major commodities of export, gold and cocoa. But also, he very, very eloquently referred to the rapid rise in the import bill of major commodities, in which Ghana, by the way, has comparative advantage. And then he indicated, as everybody could read and hear, that very quick short-term actions have been taken by the Bank of Ghana, which government fully supports, and testimony to it already indicates that over the last week and a half, the Ghana CD has stabilized against major currency. The decline that we saw earlier part of the month have rapidly stalled, and now the CD is gradually on the rebound. But that's just short-term measures. The president said we cannot live by short-term measures alone. What he has then proposed in this uplifting State of the Nation address is to begin for the first time to tackle the fundamental causes. He mentioned 6 major products in which Ghana has comparative advantage. And believe it or not, Peter, in the last year, imports of these have increased generally by between 15 to 20%. And the import bill on those 6 commodities alone is over $1 billion. What the president has then suggested are bold measures to begin to redress the imbalance between imports and production for domestic consumption. Rice, we have huge comparative advantage in. Frozen fish, we have comparative advantage in. Tomatoes, we have comparative advantage in. Sugarcane, we have comparative advantage in. And he has introduced very systematic measures starting literally today to begin to address that. And he believes, and the whole country, from people I've talked to and ordinary people, believe that if we can redress even this imbalance, that we can begin to see a real balance of payment in the major commodities in which we have comparative advantage. And that would serve as one of the longer-term measures that will cushion Ghana against the cyclical shocks of other people's economic policies rapidly affecting our currency.
Critics say that this is just a feel-good message and that the feel-good message is not a good policy to address the challenges the people face. What is your reaction to that?
You know, ordinary citizens in this country, as in any other country, in fact, as we speak, I'm sure you can acknowledge that even for the United States of America, that citizens across the world face difficulties in their daily transactions. The president has not been shy in candidly acknowledging those difficulties. But you know, as a president elected to govern, you do three things. Do not hide the facts, which he has not hidden. He has even alluded to an IMF mission, which has reinforced some of those findings of the difficulties. But you know, as a person elected to govern your people, you do, in addition to acknowledging, provide leadership in addressing the short-term difficulties. That's what ordinary people had, which made them feel good. And the third thing you do is also remind ordinary citizens that amidst all these difficulties, in particular last year, 2013, we still managed, the president acknowledged, quite a wide array of achievements that affect the lives of very ordinary citizens. The building of CHIPS compounds, these are rural health compounds, the commissioning of several roads. I mean, he could not stop the list. The acknowledgement of the major works that have begun in ports and harbors, in the transport sector, in the communication sector. You know, as ordinary citizens, when we look at our particular situation, yes, we feel bad sometimes with some of the difficulties that we're facing. But when we take the total picture of an overall progressive achievement in a number of critical areas, when we look at the messages of hope, when we scrutinize the president's own policy initiatives to address the things that are giving us temporary difficulties, I think on balance, ordinary citizens and many professional commentators have indicated they could see a scorecard that not only answers some of the critical questions that are bothering the minds of Ghanaians, but that further gives hope that in the medium term, what the president indicated, a really bright prospect can happen and will happen.